மௌனவியாக்கியா பிரகடித பர பிரம்ம தத்துவம் யுவானம் வர்ஷிஷ்டாந்தே வசதிருஷிகணைராவிருதம் பிரம்மநிஷ்டைஹி ஆச்சாரியேந்திரம் கரகலித சின்முத்ரமானந்தரூபம் ஸ்வாத்மா ராமம் முதிதவதனம் தட்சிணாமூர்த்திமீடே யந்நித்யமானந்தமனந்தமேகம் ஷிவேதி நாம்னா ஸ்ருதயோ க்ருணந்தி தஸ்யாவதாரோ நரரூபதாரி க்ருபாசுதாப்தி புவி ராமகிருஷ்ணஹ ஜனநீம் சாரதாம் தேவிம் ராமகிருஷ்ணம் ஜகத்குரும் பாதபத்மே தயோ ஸ்ருத்வா பிரணமாமி முஹுர்முஹுஹ. ஜன்மாத்யஸ்ய யதோன்வயாத் இதரதஷ்சார்த்வேஷ விக்னஸ்வராட் தேனே ப்ரஹ்ம ஹ்ருதாய ஆதி கவயே முஹ்யந்தியே சூரயஹ. தேஜோ வாரிமிருதாம் யதா விநிமயோ யத்ர த்ரிஸர்கோ மிருஷா தாம்னா ஸ்வேன சதா நிரஸ்தகோகம் சத்யம் பரம் தீமஹி. சத்யவ்ரதம் சத்யபரம் த்ரிசத்யம் சத்யஸ்ய யோனிம் நிஹிதம் ச சத்யே சத்யஸ்ய சத்யம் ம்ருத சத்ய நேத்ரம் சத்யாத்மகம் த்வாம் ஷரணம் ப்ரபன்னாஹ. மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் க்ருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். யஸ்வானுபாவமகில ஸ்ருதி சாரமேகம் அத்யாத்ம தீபமதிதி தீர்ஷதாம் தமோந்தம். சம்சாரிணாம் கருணையாக புராண குஹ்யம் தம் வியாச சூனம் உபயாமி குரும் முனீனாம். கர்தம பிரஜாபதி லெஃப்ட் ஹவுஸ் டேக்கிங் சந்யாசா ஆஃப்டர் தி பர்த் ஆஃப் பகவான் கபில வாசுதேவா. He took sannyasa and took the permission of his own son and got the wisdom, got the knowledge about the self. After the departure of Kardama Rishi, Bhagavan Kapila, the child, was continuing to stay in the house. Mother Devahuti developed dispassion for worldly desires. One day she thought, if my husband, who happened to be a great rishi, he himself got self-knowledge from my son, means my son is greater than my husband in the spiritual wisdom, therefore what is the use of living a drudgery vegetative life without gaining the self-knowledge, without leading a spiritual life? What is the use of living a life of sense pleasures? So she thought, let me go to my own son and surrender as my teacher so that I can learn from him. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman asadindriya tarshanat yena sambhavyamanena prapannandham tamah prabho. She addresses her own son, O Lord, O Infinite One. So far I have been in ignorance, because of which I was helpless, and all the time I had infatuation towards the sensory pleasures. My sense organs and ignorant mind dragged me towards these fleeting pleasures. But at present, after your birth and after the departure of your father, slowly I could control my mind, I could develop the vairagyam towards this worldly life. Asadindriya tarshanad nirvanna aham. I am tired of all these things, small things. So தஸ்யத்வம் தமசோந்தஸ்ய துஷ்பாரஸ்யாத்ய பாரகம் சச்சக்ஷுஹ ஜன்மனா மந்தே லப்தம் மே த்வதனுக்ரஹாத் த்வதனுக்ரஹாத். பை யுவர் கிரேஸ் ஐ காட் யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் மை சைல்டு. பிகாஸ் கெட்டிங் பகவான் ஆஸ் child, it's not a joke. So she says, you have selected to come to my house and you are born from my womb, because of which it seems I got a new eye in my life. My life was in darkness. Because I gave birth to you, so I think that I have an excellent eye in the form of you. Through you, I can cross over the ignorance. How you cross over the darkness? By having a vision. So how you cross over the darkness? By having the vision. Similarly, I can cross over the ignorance by your teaching. You are the teacher of the world, by whose teaching one can cross over entire samsara. Athame deva sammoham apakrishtum tvamarhasi yo avagraho aham mameti ityetat asmin yojitas tvaya. Therefore, O Lord, it befits you to remove my ignorance, which is in the form of I am this body and this body is mine. Generally, ignorance is what? I am this body and body is mine. How can we say I am this body is ignorance? How can we say I am this body is ignorance? Anybody you ask who are you, they will tell their name, their gender, their father name, their profession. So how can you say ignorance? The idea is, whatever we see, we cannot be that. Seer of the dog cannot be dog. Anything you are aware of, anything which is evident to you, you cannot be that. Harmonium box is evident to you, therefore you are not harmonium box. Board is evident to you, therefore you are not board. So no problem for us to accept this, no problem for us. So because board and other objects and other things, everything in the creation is evident to you. Everything in the creation is evident to you, known to you. So known item cannot be the knower. Known item cannot be the knower. But peculiarly, we take some items from the known world as first person singular. What are they? This body. This body is known item or not? It is known item. So if it is known item, it should be called as this body, correct? But this is called as I am. When somebody says I am fat, what does it mean? He says I am fat. He is not fat. His body is fat. He is not fat. His body is fat. I am tall. He is not tall. His body is tall. But he says I am tall. Dehe nashte aham nashtaha. When body dies, he says I am dying. When body has headache, head has headache, but he says, I have headache. So this is called aham mamabhi ahankara, that is ignorance. Aham mameti, aham mama iti. So certain portions of the creation is taken as I, certain portions of the creation is taken as mine, my house. House belong to creation. House is in this category of known or knower. House is in the category of known. Correct. It is evident to you. So there are millions and millions of houses are there. The person says it is my house. That means what? All other things are not my house. I have a small house. How much space your house? How much space? And that too, sixth floor. My house is in my house is a flat in sixth floor of an apartment. Sixth floor. Right side of the wall of your flat is what? Left side of somebody's house. Left side of your wall is right side of somebody's house. And your floor is for somebody, it is a roof. And your roof is for somebody, it is floor. So what you have? Only space. Lots of space are there available outside. But mine says it is my house. They are my children, my wife, my husband. So this is what? For newcomers it will be mind-boggling. I don't know. They are prarabdha. Very first class itself. Unfortunately, so many classes went off with stories. This class is with philosophy, I cannot avoid. So you have to put up with. I'll try to make it easy to understand. So, I am this body and certain things are mine is called ignorance. This ignorance is due to your Maya Shakti. I was carried away by sensory objects due to this basic ignorance. Therefore, tamtva gataham sharanam sharanyam svabhrutya samsara taroh kutaram jignasayaham prakrute purushasya namami saddharma vidam varishtam. Mother Devahuti addresses Bhagavan, O my dear axe. O my dear axe. Axe means, you know, that which breaks the tree. I prostrate and surrender to you, O my dear axe. Axe, not ordinary axe. So, bhrutya samsara taroh kutharam. So, you have something called self-knowledge by which you can cut my samsara, you can destroy my samsara, because I happen to be swabhrityaha, I happen to be your own devotee. And you are not only a man of self-knowledge, you are Adi Guruhu, Saddharma Vidam Varishtam. Saddharma Vidam Varishtam means you are best among the wise men, greatest teacher, Adi Guruhu. Not only you are Adi Guruhu, not only you have self-knowledge, you are embodiment of compassion, Sharanyam. You are Sharanyaha. Sharanyaha means a person who gives abhaya, who gives security in spite of your ineligibility. Sharanyaha means a person who gives you or who protects you in spite of your ineligibility. Even though you are not an object of protection, you cannot be given protection. You should be punished. But still, Sharanyaha means a protector without seeing the eligibility of the person who asks for protection. It's called Sharanyaha. Even if the idea is, mother says, even if I am not eligible for this Atmajnanam, according to the standards of the teaching, even if I am not eligible, you have to impart this knowledge because I happen to be your devotee and you are an expert teacher, an Adi Guruhu, Bhagavan, being Bhagavan, you are Adi Guruhu, therefore you have to protect me. I surrender to you. For what purpose you are surrendering? She says, Prakrute Purushasya cha Jignasaya, in order to know the reality of the creation Prakritihi and the reality of the consciousness Purushaha. I am Jignasu Bhakta. She says that I am Jignasu Bhakta. People come to Lord asking for protection. Varieties of protection people ask. Every temple you go nowadays, everywhere pujas are going on. You have to stand in queue and you have to give some dakshina to the priest. Everywhere prayers and pujas are going on. For what purpose? Either for application or for appeal. Application means new projects are there. So, Lord, I am going to start new project, therefore you please bless me. That person is called Artharthi Bhaktaha. And Artha Bhaktaha means appeal Bhakta. He says, I have lots of problem, please remove my problems. Bhagavan removes the problem. But again you come back next week having one more problem. One more project. So there is no end for coming and getting. Therefore, this Mother Devahuti says, I am not Artha Bhaktaha, I am not Artharthi Bhaktaha, but I am Jignasu Bhaktaha. So Bhagavan protects Artha Bhaktaha by removing his sorrow temporarily. Draupadi was protected when she cried. Afterwards, what happened? Afterwards also she suffered. She cried 13 years, she cried. Correct? Alright, they won the war. After winning the war, what happened? Again she cried because the last day of the war, her own children were killed. She could not do anything. Afterwards what happened? Again she cried. After 32 years, when husband's left, again she cried. Oh, you are all leaving me, you are not taking care of me. So cry never ends. Artha Bhakta is protected by the Lord by removing his sorrow temporarily. Artharthi Bhaktaha is protected by the Lord by granting wealth and prosperity. Wealth and prosperity, we think that it will solve our problem, but it may add our problem. There are so many people who say this, oh, when I was like this, as an ordinary person, I was very, very happy, so much happy I was. Now, I am not at all happy. Why? So he thought that by wealth and prosperity he will be happy more, but after its arrival it proves otherwise. So that also cannot be called as protection. But Jignyasu Bhaktaha is protected by the grand wisdom, Atma Vidya. This is the only protection, worthy protection, real protection, permanent protection. So Bhagavan happened to be Ahedukha Daya Sindhu. He is a Sharanya. He is an embodiment of compassion. Not only that, he is Putraha also. The duty of a son is to protect his own parent from Adogati. Adogati means what? Undesirable destination. How to protect the parent? The highest protection for the parent a son can give is what? Giving this self-knowledge, giving this teaching. So here, when Bhagavan is ready to protect Artha Bhaktaha, Artharthi Bhaktaha, certainly now he is ready to protect this Jignyasu Bhakta Devahuti, who happened to be his own mother. So hereafter, maybe 3-4 classes full of Vedantic teaching. This teaching is called Kapilopadeshaha. Kapilopadeshaha, Upadeshaha given by the son to mother. It's a beautiful portion in Bhagavatam. Sri Bhagavanuvacha Yoga Adhyatmika Pumsam Mato Nishreyasayami Atyanto Paratir Yatra Dukkhasya Cha Sukhasya Cha. Bhagavan defines this spiritual science. He says Adhyatmika Yogaha Pumsam Nishreyasaya. The spiritual science is for highest well-being of humanity. It is not only for people who have taken sannyasa or who have nothing to do with the world. It is for entire creation. It is for every individual, and it is not a time pass affair. It is not a time pass affair born out of some armchair philosophy. In Western countries, you have armchair philosophy. They have some speculation. They give some proposition, then they develop the theory. Like that it is not. It is for Pumsam Nishreyasaya. It is for the highest well-being of the humanity. Therefore, it is time-tested science. What is that highest well-being this science is going to provide? Yatra Dukkhasya Sukhasya Cha Atyanta Uparatihi. Where both Sukha and Dukkha are going to completely crossed over. Human life, if you take, dvandvas are there. In human life, two types of experiences are coming. One is pleasurable experience, another is painful experience. Everybody works for pleasurable experience only. Nobody works for painful experience. Even though as children, we used to try to get some fever. Whenever exam or something is there, especially you don't like that NCC period, you try to get fever. Okay, by putting onion under your this and this are there. So, but still, even though you try to get fever, do you want to get happy or unhappy? Getting fever also is going to make you a happy person. Even though entire human life is completely desiring for only sukham, pain comes automatically. And without any prayer intimation, it comes. The entire human life is tousled or lashed by Sukha and Dukkha. Freedom from these two opposite things, freedom from these two dvandvas is the benefit of this knowledge. The spiritual science will free human life from pleasure and pain once for all. Due to self-ignorance, this individual considers his body-mind complex as himself. Therefore, whatever is the source of happiness for that body and mind, he considers as sukha hetu, source of happiness to himself. Whatever gives discomfort and pain to the body, he considers that as dukkha hetu. Vedanta says, individual is not a mere physical body or mind. And world is neither sukha hetu or dukkha hetu. World cannot be branded that this is source of happiness or this is source of unhappiness. Anything you point out in the world, Shastra will point out it is both. Suppose if you point out marriage is sukha hetu, Shastra points out marriage is dukkha hetu also. That's why lots of diverse cases are in courts. And if you say marriage is dukkha hetu, then Shastra will say no, it is sukha hetu also. That's why all the Kalyan Mandapas are booked 1 year before itself. All the chowtries are booked. So, you cannot brand any blessed thing in the creation as sukha hetu or dukkha hetu. Fire is sukha hetu. During winter, fire is sukha hetu. Same fire during summer, dukkha hetu. As long as it cooks you nice food, sukha hetu. It cooks your body, dukkha. So, nothing in the creation is either sukha hetu or dukkha hetu. Then what is creation? Shastra says creation is nothing but Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. You cannot brand him. Due to ignorance, human mind thinks that dvandvas like labha, nashta, jinma, marana, sukha, dukkha, shita, ushna, mana, apamana, all these are all opposite attributes. So, they belong to body-mind complex, but due to ignorance, the individual thinks that it belongs to him. Knowing the fact that I am not affected by these dvandvas, whatever may be the form of suffering, whatever may be the quality of suffering, all belongs to what? Either body or mind. Similarly, whatever may be the quality of pleasure, whatever may be the quantity of pleasure, all belong to body and mind only, not for me. This is called nishreyas. This is called freedom from dualities. But as long as this is not gained, as long as this knowledge is not gained, what will happen? His life will be tossed by waves after waves. You can see, if you throw a ball in a ocean, what happens? One wave takes that ball above top of the wave, then again another wave comes and puts it down. So, unmajjan, nimajjan. Suppose only dukkha is there means, suppose whole life is only dukkha, it is okay. Because we will not have any reference point. Only dukkha is there means what? You will not know that it is dukkha at all. Correct? Similarly, only sukha is there means also, you will not have any reference point. But since both are there, opposite things are there, you have a reference point. Not that whole life you suffer, nor you can be happy whole life. So what happens? You get the reference points and you say, aha, when I was a college student, how nice. I was a free bird, now I am cut. So you think back, and that day some moments of your life happen to be a happy affair. Then you compare that moment with the present moment, then you suffer. So Kapila Bhagavan says, oh my dear mother, I will teach you such a spiritual science by which you can go beyond these dvandvas, beyond these opposite attributes in life. This spiritual science is a time-tested one which was revealed by me to the rishis at the beginning of the creation. Very same science I will teach you now. Therefore, you can depend upon this teaching. Any teaching comes in scripture, especially in Smriti, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Itihasas. All the avatars repeatedly say, this is not new teaching. In Gita also Bhagavan says, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. Vivasvan Manave Praha Manu Rikshvaka Vedam. Arjuna, the same teaching I told to Surya Bhagavan. Then Arjuna asks, how can you say to Surya Bhagavan, you are born now? How can you say to Surya Bhagavan, Surya Bhagavan was very elder than you? Then Bhagavan said, no, 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 not as Krishna I told, as Vishnu I told this. Same knowledge. That knowledge is verified, the knowledge is what you call authorized, because the same knowledge comes in the Veda also. At the beginning of the creation, it was told to Rishis, means what? It is told in the Veda. What is the teaching? Bhagavan says, Chetaha kalvasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam guneshu saktam bandhaya ratam vapumsi muktaye. Mind alone indeed is the cause for bondage and freedom. One and the same mind is the cause for bondage and freedom. One and the same mind is the cause for happiness and unhappiness. Guneshu saktam chetaha atmanaha bandhaya. A mind which is attached to the external things, external objects, people and situation for its security, peace and happiness, that mind is in bondage. Pumsi ratham chetaha atmanaha muktaye. The mind which is attached to the Lord, which is attached to the content of the creation, substance of the creation, is the free mind. A mind with self-ignorance is cause for bandhana. A mind without self-ignorance is the cause for mukti. Say for example, somebody shouts, snake is there, snake is there, snake is there. You ask, where it is, where it is? And that person says, shows that there is snake, there is snake. So you go there with torchlight and you find it is rope. It is an ordinary innocent rope. Because of twilight, because of absence of enough light, so the person sees the same rope as snake. So you put torchlight and show to that person, no, no, it is not snake, it is rope only. His mind will still say, no, no, when I saw it was snake. Now it has gone, when I saw it was snake. The same mind, if it is ignorant about certain fact, is the cause for his crying. The person who cried that snake, snake, he was ignorant about the fact called that it is innocent rope. Since he doesn't know the nature of the thing which he has seen, that it is an ordinary innocent rope, he imagines that it is a snake. When a person sees the thing as it is, reality, content, substance, then naturally the mind is free from suffering. So Bhagavan puts entire responsibility of suffering of humanity on whom? On individual. He says, I am not at all responsible for your suffering. But you ask any ordinary person why you are suffering, he will tell every other entity in the creation other than himself. Either he will blame his children or his wife or his husband or tenant or house owner or government or politicians or Bhagavan or his own fate, Yamadharmaraj, so many things. Except taking responsibility on his own shoulder, that he is responsible for his suffering, he will blame everyone. And Bhagavan says, Aham mama abhimanothaihi kamalobhadi brmalaihi vitam yada manashuddham adukkam asukam samam. As long as the mind has ahankara and mamakara, as long as the mind thinks that I am this particular body-mind complex, so long he is subject to all the problems in life, kama lobhadi vir mala malaihi manaha. So when body gets fever, he says, I am feverish. See? When body gets fever, he says, I am feverish. When dog gets fever, he doesn't say, I am feverish. But body gets fever, he says, I am feverish. Dog also is seen by the person. Body also is known by the person, seen by the person. Both are in seen category, observed entity, but still one entity is taken as observer, another entity is taken as possession. Both are observed, dog and his own body, both are in observed category, but one body, his own body, is taken as observer category and a dog's body is taken as possession category. That's why he says, my dog. Any dog has fever, he doesn't have a problem. But his dog has fever means he has problem. Aham mamadivir malaihi. These are all impurities of the mind. When this impurity is removed, when the mind is purified, then he will be free from sukha and asukha. He will be free from sukha and asukha means what? Sukha means not permanent happiness. Temporary fleeting pleasures are there, na? For that also sukham. The name is sukham. For permanent happiness in Sanskrit, anandaha is there. The word is what? Anandaha for permanent happiness. Temporary happiness, temporary joy, born out of ice cream, cinema, these are all temporary. One day only it will be there. For some people that one day also not there. So, when the mind is purified, that pure mind will be free from both sukham and asukham. When it is purified, it rests in reality. It rests in reality. So, entire onus of gaining happiness or joy in our life is given to human being. So, an ignorant mind is the cause for suffering. Wise mind is the cause for knowledge. So, now the question comes, how to gain this self-knowledge? Bhagavan says, Jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena chatmana paripashyati udasinam prakritim cha hatau jasam na yujyamanaya bhaktya bhagavati akilatmani sadrushosti shiva pantha yoginam brahma siddhaye. For brahma siddhi means what? To attain that infinite entity in one's life, there is no other easy sadhana other than loving the Lord. Other than loving the Lord, there is no other easy sadhana to get the self-knowledge. Bhagavan says, loving the Lord is the easiest thing. Because loving anything creates problem to you, expenditure to you. Okay? Anything you love, you love dog. 5,000 rupees expenditure. Per month, 5,000 rupees expenditure. You love cinema, 50 rupees expenditure. You love ice cream, 60 rupees expenditure. Anything you love in your life, expenditure is involved. Side effect is involved. Struggles are involved. And sometimes you are trapped by that loved entity. So that's what they say. This person wanted to catch the bus. And bus was not coming. You are standing on the bus stand. So naturally, near the bus stand only all nice sweet shops will be there. You can observe hotels, sweet shops, these are all nice things will be there near the bus stand only. So he was just waiting for bus. Bus was not coming. This way, that way he saw and he found nearby is halwa stall is there. Halwa, nice, nice Tirunelveli halwa is there. Sweet, sweet stall is there. And that sweet stall is nicely lit up with all bright lights. And though it is away, it calls him, please come, please come, please come. So slowly this way, that way, and he saw that the bus was not coming. So he went there near this sweet stall and purchased 100 gram sweet halwa. He likes halwa. So halwa, you know, one sweet halwa. So he started eating that sweet. It is very nice. As even he was eating, naturally mind went to family members. How nice it would have been if I eat the same thing, if they also eat the same thing, if I eat along with them, how nice. So 1 kilo halwa he purchased. That day only salary day. So he purchased 1 kilo halwa. So went there and shared with all the family members, children, parent and spouse. Then they also liked it. Oh, beautiful. Then children started asking again and again. Naturally anything you give nice, naturally they will ask. Papa, when you come, please bring. Not necessarily 1 kilo, at least 100 gram you bring something. 100 gram is not sufficient. So So this fellow started purchasing this sweet. One day, 2 days, 1 week, 10 days, all the money, pocket money is gone. As even 20th day comes in a month, every salaried person becomes a pauper. So once 20th day comes, salaried person becomes a pauper. So he says, oh, another 10 days will be there, month end I will get salary, so please give loan. So account is created. Account is created. And this purchasing is not stopped because it is so nice. He loves it. So what happens? 50% of the salary has gone for halwa. Now you tell who ate halwa. Whether he ate halwa or halwa ate him. Whether he ate halwa or halwa ate him. So anything you love in the creation, you are trapped. Expenditure is involved. Side effects are involved. Struggles are involved. And to get away from that is again one more problem. If it is halwa, okay, more or less you can get away. Because salary slip is half reduced, means naturally other things should be taken care of. So naturally, suppose if it is drug, if it is liquor, if it is alcohol, instead of halwa, if it is alcohol, akara akara bodla. Instead of halwa, if it is alcohol, what happens? Not only salary slip is taken away, your health also is taken away. Family members, peace is taken away. Relationship, human relationships are broken. So naturally, anything you love costs too much for you. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Shiva Pantha na asti. Bhagavati akilatmani yujyamanaya bhaktya sadrushosti Shiva Pantha na. There is no other easy path other than loving the Lord. There is no other easy path to attain this freedom or fulfillment is there. Because loving the Lord means safe loving it is. And he will never come and ask, give me 10 rupees. Even if you offer lots of sweets, he will not come and take. He will tell, all right, you take. Suppose Bhagavan starts taking all your offering. Can you offer? 2 banana you offer, suppose. Suddenly all the Ganesha temple, because Ganesha is mischievous. So suppose he shakes his trunk and take that banana. First he will be wondering, hurry, Bhagavan, so nice, you don't take anybody's fruit, you take my fruit. So you first minute you wonder, then second, if Bhagavan asks, Bhagavan Ganesha asks, give me more, otherwise I will give you one slap. Will you go to the temple? Will you offer anything? So, no side effect, no expenditure also. So, loving the Lord is safe and it is a practical one. All other loves are impractical one. Even the most closest love between husband and wife is impractical one. How it is impractical? Before the marriage, son or daughter were there, correct? So they were having their own parent. Naturally, son or daughter will love their parent. Okay. As even marriage has come, this fellow says, you have to forget your parent. How can the daughter forget her parent? Whatever happens here, you should not inform to your parent, you should not talk to your parent. Or wife says to husband, it should not go to your parent. Your daughter-in-law, mother-in-law problem is there. So one commands the another, for what? Not to love who are loved already. Husband commands the wife not to love her parent. Wife commands the husband not to love his parent. Okay, somehow manageable, off. Already you have 100% some love was there for towards the parent, suppose. Some 100% not possible, 80% suppose you are keeping. That 80% out of 80% love, because of this demand, 60% has come to wife. Okay. Now 60% has come to wife, 20% to the parent. Then as even they are living, children are born, naturally wife will be mother. Mother will be more loving towards whom? Children only. This fellow husband asks, hey, you love me only, when we married, as even when I come, how nicely you treated me. Now I am entering, you don't bother about it. So he demands love. So wife says, I am mother, I have to take care of the children. So I was daughter, I became wife, then I became mother. As even my status are increasing, naturally my love is decreasing. The share towards someone is naturally decreasing. So it is impractical love. Any love, human love, is impractical. You cannot love any human being for love's sake. It all status bond, what you call situation bond, transaction. It is not love. Therefore, Kapila Bhagavan says, loving the Lord is the most easiest thing. As daughter, you can love the Lord. As wife, you can love the Lord. As mother, you can love the Lord. As grandmother, you can love the Lord. As daughter-in-law, you can love the Lord. Or mother-in-law, you can love the Lord. Bhagavan doesn't come for share. As even one relationship comes in your life, love is shared. But Bhagavan doesn't interfere in your love towards your parent. He doesn't interfere in your love towards your husband. He doesn't interfere in your love towards sisters, brothers, entire world. Therefore, loving the Lord is the only practical thing, without any side effect, without even any expenditure. How to love? How can you love someone whom you don't know at all? You know about your parent, they have taken care of you, so you are seeing them, they are tangibly available, so therefore you can know them, therefore you can love them. Similarly, husband or wife, similarly children. But how to love Lord? Because I don't know who is he, where is he, and if I go to any temple, they say he is in Vaikuntha or he is in some other place. Oh Lord, that's why everybody says, oh Lord. So how to love the Lord? Bhagavan says here, this is the beautiful assertion. He says, prasangam ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu sayeva sadhushu krito mokshadvaram apavrutam. The strong attachment which you have towards your worldly relatives, towards your people, towards your worldly possessions and people, if the same attachment is directed towards the sadhus, then the attachment becomes the source for detachment. The attachment makes you to gain this freedom. Who is teaching this? Bhagavan himself is teaching. Kapila Bhagavan is telling, to be happy you should get freedom. To get freedom you should get self-knowledge. To get self-knowledge, you should get devotion to the Lord. To get devotion to the Lord, what you have to do? You have to get the sadhus. Prasangam ajaram pasham, atmanaha pasham, sayeva sadhushu krutaha. The same attachment which a person has for his family members, if that attachment is turned towards the satsanga, then the satsanga leads to freedom. Because human life is impossible to lead without association. You cannot live even one day life without transaction. You have to talk to someone, either physically or mentally. Even if nobody is there with you, you will be talking to someone. You will be talking to someone means what? That person is inside your mind in the imagination. So he will talk to him. So how to transact? How to live without transaction? Without association, you cannot live. Even a sannyasi cannot live without association. At least once in a day he has to come to the society asking for Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi. So human life is not possible without association. Now the question is, if association is inevitable, what type of association we should have in our life? If the association is good association, naturally the result will be good one. Quality of life will be good one. If the association is bad one, quality of life will be bad. That's what in English, there is a proverb, tell your friend, I will tell about you. Tell your friend, I will tell about you. So you don't find any sannyasi in nightclub. Correct? Attendants of nightclub walas don't have sadhu sangha. Sadhus cannot have sangha of nightclub walas. So their association is different. Here association is different. So therefore Bhagavan says, according to the association, according to the quality of association, your quality of life. So if the association is noble one, enriching one, what you call based on certain spiritual relationship, then your life will be a spiritual life. Otherwise it is going to add more and more bondage, more and more sorrow. Therefore intelligent person should choose satsanga. Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalitatvam, nischalitatve jivan mukti. Up to jivan mukti satsanga takes. Now the question is, how to find sadhus? What is the definition for a sadhu? Is there any uniform for sadhu or any name board? Doctor, MBBS, that advocate, BABL, like that. Is there any name board for a sadhu? How to find out a sadhu? So there is a connection between entire teaching. I hope you are following. Mother Devahuti surrendered to the Lord asking for freedom. Bhagavan says freedom is possible only by self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is gained through devotion. For gaining devotion, you should approach sadhus. Who are sadhus? How to know who is sadhu, who is not a sadhu? So is there any qualification? Bhagavan says, yes, their qualification is so grand. Titikshavaha karunika suhrutas sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shantaha sadhava sadhu bhushanaha. Sadhavaha sadhu bhushanaha. Beautiful definition it is. Sadhu is a person who has sadhu quality. Then question is, what is sadhu quality? Sadhavaha sadhu bhushanaha. Bhushana means ornaments. Sadhutva as the ornaments. Nobility as the ornament. Sadhus are noble people because they have nobility as their ornaments. What do you mean by nobility? So he says, Titikshavaha karunikaha suhrudaha sarvadehinam ajata shatravaha shantaha. Every word has one story. Every word has one story. Titikshavaha means what? Embodiment of patience. There was a sadhu, Ekanath Swami. He was famous for his patience. No one can make him angry. So one day, there was a gambling group. They were playing. And one person, gambling means quarrel will be there. So one person quarreled with another person. Second person did not respond at all. So patiently he was sitting without responding to the quarrel of the first person. So third person says, hey, see, like Ekanatha Swami is so silent and patient. Gamblers are tough. Then the first person asked, oh, Ekanatha Swami is so patient. Yes, third person told, yes, nobody can make him irritated, get anger. Oh, is it so? Then I will make him angry. What is the bet? Because gambling wallahs will bet for everything. What is the bet? The third person told, if you can make him angry, I will give 1,000 rupees. And the first wala thought, are, all the day, whole day, if I play these gambling cards also, I may not get 100 rupees. It is nice, I will get 1,000 rupees if I make Ekanatha Swami angry. So he decided to make him angry. He has a house and he sat above what you call first floor. And Ekanatha Swami used to go to river to take bath, and after taking bath he will go for temple. As he, when he comes back from the river, this fellow who was chewing the betel nut pan simply spit on him. he was sitting on the first floor. When he spat, what happened? So it came exactly on the head of the Ekanatha Swami. Ekanatha Swami, like this, he saw. Narayana, Narayana, like that he told, and went to again river to take bath. While again coming, this fellow again, same bitterness saliva, he again he spat. Then again he saw. Narayana, Narayana. You won't believe, 108-9 times he did it since. By the time this fellow chewing bitterness, every time to spit you need betel nut. So chewing the betel nut, his tongue became thickened. Like that he, not a single reproachment. Eknath Swamiji's glance was compassionate, not irritative one, not angry one. Now he did not utter single rebuke. So he go on, did like this. And this fellow got really tired. How many betel nut you will chew? So he came down and simply fell at the feet of the Eknathji. Oh, sorry, sorry, please forgive me. I never imagined a person can be like this. I never imagined. Please forgive me. Then Eknath Swamiji told, I cannot forgive you because I don't find any fault with you. Then that fellow, oh, you don't find fault with you at all. How? I spat on you. You spat by the time I came. Exactly coincidence, 108 times coincidence, and that helped me to take 108 times snana. I could bathe myself 108 times in these holy waters because of you. So I don't consider you as a criminal at all. So I cannot forgive. Then this person simply surrendered and told, oh, Swamiji, I have not done this to insult you. There was a bet in our gambling society. Somebody who can make you angry, he will get 1,000 rupees. Like that, the bet came. So in order to get 1,000 rupees, I did all this. Then immediately Eknathji told, Hare, you could have told first itself. I could have helped you by acting like as though I am. See? That's what Titikshavaha. In Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life also, we come across a beautiful incident wherein a Brahmin priest who was considering Sri Ramakrishna as a competitor in controlling Mathur Babu. So he was asking Sri Ramakrishna, what is that mantra by which you have hoodwinked Mathur Babu, by which you have attracted Mathur Babu? What is that mantra? Sri Ramakrishna told, I don't have any mantra. So this Brahmin simply, the priest simply trampled on Sri Ramakrishna with a shoe. The Brahmin simply trampled on Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna bore everything with patience. If somebody trampled on you with shoes, how much pain it will be? And Sri Ramakrishna's body was so soft, an innocent person. He never told this incident to anyone. After 2-3 years, this Brahmin priest was removed from his job, from the temple, the Dakshineshwara temple complex. That time, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna informed this incident to Mathur Babu. Mathur Babu was the owner of the temple. Then Mathur Babu asked, Baba, why you didn't tell? I would have cut his head. Then Sri Ramakrishna told, that is the reason I did not tell. Titikshavaha. A life will be full of patience. Suhradaha sarvadehina. They are friend to every living being in the world. Namadeva was another saint. These are all Panduranga Bhaktas, grand people in Maharashtra, they live. So one day he was sitting on the Bhimarathi river near Pandarpur, the river flows. So he was sitting in seclusion and he was singing the glory of the Lord. His wife was searching for him to feed him. She was waiting. She could not find him. Finally, she came to know that he was sitting on the bank of the river in forest. So she went there taking his food and persuaded him to take that food. He told, no, my mind is fully now. full of love towards the Lord, and I have decided to sing 1000 abhangs, 1000 songs on the Lord. After singing, I will eat. You please keep it and go. So she kept it and went. And the roti and ghee and the sugar was kept. He was singing. Suddenly a dog came. So the dog came and took that roti and started running. Namadev ji saw ghee and sugar is left. Only roti it is taking. So he took that ghee vessel and sugar vessel, started running. He ran. How much faster he would have run, imagine. And he somehow caught hold of that dog. And the dog was having roti in its mouth. So somehow he managed to take out that roti. And he told, Panduranga, dry roti you should not eat. It will not taste well. Wait, I will soak it in the ghee and I will add sugar, then I will feed you. Like that, he took that roti, dry roti, and soaked it in the ghee and added the sugar, and when he fed, that time Bhagwan Panduranga was there. When dog takes something which is meant for you as food, what you will do? Take one stone and beat. And this sadhu ran behind the dog, caught hold of the dog and addressed that dog as Panduranga, wanted to feed it with all sumptuous things. The moment he addressed the Panduranga and about to feed the dog, Panduranga was there. Then Namadeva was actually friend to Panduranga. Hey, what is this? Why this Leela? Why you are disturbing me like that? He asked Panduranga. No, taking any form is natural for me. I can take any form. But you are so intelligent, even if I come in the form of a dog, you could recognize me. Suhrudaha sarvadehina. So sadhus are friend to every living being in the creation. And karunikaha, ajata shatravaha, shantaha, all these qualities of sadhus will be explained by the Lord. It's a beautiful portion which we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोचनं नृणा यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा।